Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, it's another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for the opportunity to be able to come on. And I just want to say that I am grateful for this day. Let me patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother. God bless. God bless you, brother. Can you hear me? God bless, brother. It seems as though we're having some technical difficulties. Satan, you are a liar. In Jesus' name. And I know you're trying to stop this thing from going forward. But I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I come against you right now, and I break your yoke right now. Every hindering spirit that you have sent out to try to hinder this broadcast, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood against you right now, in Jesus' almighty name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. My brother, he should, his phone, his number just dropped. We'll wait for him to try back in. And I know this is nobody but Satan. Amen. I know it. I sense it in my spirit because I had trouble getting on myself. I know some things are technical difficulty, but we got to understand our enemy has the power to, quote, interfere with technology. Now, I'm not trying to give him glory. I'm giving God the glory. Okay. But I want you to be aware that you have an enemy out there, and his name is Satan. And for those of you who have been laboring with the Word of God and you've been facing trouble, listen. There's no one but the enemy trying to hinder you, trying to discourage you from taking the message of the gospel of Christ out there. And once again, don't let what the enemy doing discourage you from taking the message of God on out. Amen. Continue to press on. Now, we're going to try this again. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm blessed, brother. Thank God for another opportunity to hit that devil again. As you have seen, he's been trying to cause major interference. I had trouble myself getting on. Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going into this part five today, and so I've already known in my spirit right now, this is something that the devil don't want us to go into.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
And God had me praying, coming against the enemy. Glory to God. He has had us connected. And God said, hey, I want y'all to go on with this thing. So that's what we're going to do. Okay. Hallelujah. The devil just don't know. He just made me fired up by doing that. I had all kinds of problems for within the last 5 minutes or so getting on the broadcast, trying to get on here. Amen. And finally got on, and then you called in, and I'm saying, hello, brother, and couldn't hear you. I said, it ain't nobody but the devil. And I sensed the Holy Ghost, and I started praying. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I tell, I was just saying to the people before you came on, listen, when you're taking the gospel out and you're facing all this problem, the devil is the one raising up the problem, okay?
That's
he don't want you to take
That's
it out there. To those of you listening, hey, you got doors slamming your face, hey, the enemy. He don't want you
Amen.
Taking his word out there. That's why don't let that discourage you from carrying the gospel. You're going to be successful
Amen.
In carrying the gospel of Christ. But the enemy is trying you, okay?
Amen.
He wants you to give up. Glory to God. Just like he wants.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah, shout the glory. Just like he wants us to give up, okay? We're going into something very serious, people. As we've been talking to my brother and I, we've been talking about this. This is very serious, okay? And the devil do not want us to go into this area, okay?
Amen.
He don't want us to go into it because we're finna reveal the perfect will of God, okay? And it's the perfect will of God for his people to be one. And see,
Amen.
We're going, starting off with this original setup, and as we go throughout this year, because this is going to be broad. It got different parts, but we want you to get it, and Satan does not want us to come out with it. So I'm going to let my brother open up with prayer, and we're going to go into this message today. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, hallallah, we exalt you, Lord God, as our leader, our guide, our director, Lord God, he that reveals to us, Lord God, hallallah, those things, Lord God, that you want us to know, Lord God, of your gospel, Lord Jesus. Father, we come before you, Lord God, with thanksgiving, honor, glory, blessing, and praise to the holy name of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we give you honor,
yes,
praise, and glory, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir.
God, do all the honor, all the glory, all the praise. This is your word, O Lord God, your word of truth. You are the spirit of truth, O Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
The word of truth,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. This is not ours, but yours, Lord God. And we present it, Lord God, because we are your servants, O Lord God, and
yes,
your
Lord.
Sons, O Lord God. And, O Lord God, hallelujah, we bind the powers
hallelujah,
of the adversary
Jesus.
Before
yes,
us.
Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name, hallelujah, we loose the angels of warfare against them. In Jesus Christ's
yes,
name,
Lord.
Satan,
name
the Lord God,
Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name, we plead the blood
yes,
against
Lord.
You. We plead all the
blood
weapons of our warfare. Against you in Jesus Christ's name. We take up,
in
hallelujah,
Jesus.
All of our weapons of warfare. Hallelujah, our shield. We take up the sword. We take up, in the name of Jesus Christ, the breastplate
of
righteousness, the girdle, the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take unto us, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the weapons of our warfare, the spirit of prayer and supplication for all those that are listening in Jesus Christ's name. Glory to the
yes,
Lamb.
Lord.
Bless them, O Lord God. And illuminate
yes,
them
Lord.
And enlighten them, O God, by the Spirit and power of the Holy Ghost and Jesus
yes,
Christ's
Lord.
Holy,
name
righteous name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the Lord Jesus and prayer,
Jesus.
Intercession, supplication, and exercising our authority against the devil. For the devil
Amen.
Is a liar. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to proceed on here. I'm going to open up with a couple of verses, and then my brother going to come behind me. We are on tonight, the original setup, the ministry, part five, the fifth and final part tonight. Amen. And we have been talking to you about how Christ originally set up the ministry, and he had originally set up where men were to be called by him into the ministry. Okay?
Amen.
Not you feeling like, hey, it's time for me. I'm going to jump in here, and then I'm just going to jump in here. Oh, I think I'll be an apostle. I think I want to go big time. It wasn't none of that, okay? The position that man was put in the ministry, he was called by God. And whenever you step into the place God called you, that means God got your back. If you step into a place God hasn't called you, he don't have your back. That's simply put it. That's simply put it. And in this work of restoration and restitution, God is going to put things back in order. As we said
Amen.
To you along this part of the series, there's people out there trying to be the hand when they're supposed to be the foot. There's some out there trying to be the ear when they're supposed to be the hand. And see, God is going to put these things in order. Because according to, quote, whatever church we are in, if my church say, hey, it's all right for me a bishop, I'm going to be a bishop. It's not about being called by the Spirit of God. But see, God is in the church, amen? Now, I want to look at a
amen.
Couple of scriptures here, and then after that, I'm going to turn it over to my brother. I want to open up from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 28 to verse 30. If you have your Bibles, I ask that you open it up. If you got pencil and paper, get it out. Write these scriptures down because we want you to study, okay? We want you to look at this thing, okay? We're not trying to hide anything, do nothing hideous, deceptive, not trying to cause a contention or strife. We're coming with the very word of God. And we're
Amen.
Talking about tonight how Christ set up the ministry. Once again, it wasn't man that set up the ministry. If it was man, then man would get the glory. God has to get the glory. And Jesus set up the ministry. And so we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, verse through verse 30. I'm going to look at the word of God. And the word of God reads as this. It says, and God. Now, we didn't have to go no further. That should be enough right there. And God have set some in the church. Hallelujah. Huh. God
Amen.
Said it. Okay?
Amen.
Then he goes on to tell you, he said, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. And then he asks a question in verse 29. He said, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Look at what he says in these verses as he used the Apostle Paul. We're told right here that God placed these offices in the church. Amen? Hallelujah. He didn't say the apostles placed the office in the church. He didn't say the bishop. He didn't even say the pastor. But God set up these offices in the church. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And when he went to setting up the New Testament church, remember we looked at in Matthew chapter 10. And it tells us that he went and he called what? His 12 disciples. Okay? Hallelujah. Man did not select God set him in the church. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I thank
Amen.
You for the Holy Ghost and power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Now, notice something that was not said among these officers that was named. Okay? We look at verse 28 again. And God has said some in the church. First apostle. Now, he said, first apostle, not saying that they're a greater person than anybody else. They're the closest in authority to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Because our God has an organized kingdom. Amen? He's not chaotic. God is not all over the place. He has an organized kingdom. Glory to God. And the Bible says, he says, in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly, teachers, right? Listen to the officers he named. In this list you read, notice what you didn't read in this list. The Bible didn't say, and God has set some in the church, popes, patriarchs, major archbishops, cardinals, primates, metropolitan bishops, archbishops, and diocese bishops. Do you see that in the list? No, you don't.
Amen.
You don't see none of it. You don't see that name in the list, okay? Now, these are officers I just named of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, when you're saying, if you're a particular church, especially Roman Catholic Church, and you said the Church of Christ, it never was overthrown. It continued with us. Well, that can't be true because we're just reading a list of the offices that God set in the church. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And once again, you don't see nothing by no pope in this list. And God has set some in the church, first popes. You don't see that. Okay?
Yeah.
Secondary archbishops. You don't see that. Hallelujah. You don't find these offices named in Scripture.
No, you don't.
But the major the thing that's mind-boggling about it, that you got some Christians who have accepted this. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got some Christians that have accepted it. Well, they said they're the church of the Lord. I said, well, okay, here's the question. Is they structured up by the Lord? Well, they said they are the Lord. I said, well, how come these offices they have is not named in the Scripture?
Amen.
Well, why is it not named in it? Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Halabashita. Amen. If it's of God, it would be named in Scripture, right? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It would be named in Scripture. Now, and that's the thing about it. Glory to God. You don't see these names in Scripture. Thank you, Jesus.
No.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Okay. Glory to God.
Amen.
We're going to look at verses 11 to verse 13. Ephesians chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 to verse 13. And like I said, we want y'all to write these things down, people. Amen? We're not trying to hide anything. Thank you, Jesus. We want you to get this. Amen.
Amen.
We're not trying to be hideous about anything. We want you to get this. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verses 11 to verse 13. Glory to God. And the word of God says, and he gave, who gave? The Lord Jesus. Now, when you in your time, I want you to read this whole fourth chapter. But the Bible said, and he gave. Who is he? He's talking about Jesus. And he gave some. That's another key word, some. It didn't say he gave all apostles. He gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Do you see that? God did, okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Lord went to set up the church, these are the offices that he set up in the church. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Nate didn't set it up. Brother Robert didn't set it up. Okay?
Amen.
Your pastor that you're crazy about didn't set it up. Brother Eddie Lee didn't set it up. None of us set it up. God set it up. And he put these offices in the church. Now, notice what you don't see in the list. And he gave some deacons? Uh-oh. Because here's the thing about the deacon. The deacons were used to assist the pastors. But we didn't put them over the pastors now. Well, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, the deacons got so much power over the pastors, they got the power in many of these churches to put a pastor out or put them in. Now, you don't find that in Scripture. Come on. Come on, you don't find that in Scripture, okay? See, we're so quick to talk about how we love God and everything about God, but when it comes down to the Scripture, amen, we ain't got away from the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We just start setting up our own thing. Now, we just start putting in our own offices. Amen.
Amen.
If we're telling God, so God, you got to accept this. Amen. You got to accept this. Glory to God. Now, notice something else you don't see in that list here, okay? We're going to read this list again. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Do everybody see the word some? And what he is telling you there is that everybody's not called to be an apostle. Everybody's not called to be a pastor. Everybody's not called to be a prophet. And for him to give some this, some that, that means he knew who needs to be in what role. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I said be satisfied with whatever God called you in the part of the ministry. If he called you to be an evangelist, quit being mad and have your lips poked out because I wanted to be a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Your desire is supposed to be what God have you to be. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, I know that that's kind of a tough pill, you know, for some people to hear or swallow. But this is the truth. And this is what God is straightening out in this work of restoration. But what we're looking at here is that God has set him up in the church. Now, once again, let's look at this list. Let's notice what's again that you don't see on there. Let's look at this verse again. And he gave four apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Amen?
Amen.
And he gave some 15 apostles, senior apostle being a president. It didn't say he gave some counselors, okay? Some first presidency, okay? Some of them 70s. It don't say that.
Amen.
Group awards. That forms a stake, it don't say all of that, okay?
Amen. Amen.
These are offices, you know, even in the Mormon church, they have all these different offices. Amen. But you can't trace it in Scripture.
Amen.
Amen. Like I told you, I know this is something that Satan does not want to be brought out here. Keep us in your prayer. Okay? Keep us in your prayers. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Because, see, in the body of Christ, we have stayed so silent. You know, we don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something. Right. I'm going to tell you this. And we're not the only ones sounding this horn. I want y'all to understand this. We're not the only one.
Amen.
But God going to have him some people somewhere that's going to sound along. Okay? Amen. Whether we do it, somebody's going to do it. Hallelujah. And see, God is setting things back up on how it was. Okay?
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
Everything back like it was. That's what he said it like he had it. Amen. Glory to
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. And we see the purpose of the ministry. Verse 12 said, for the perfecting of the saints. To what? To help the saints mature. Okay? Amen. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hold up, I shot. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, for to build up the body of Christ, not to tear the body of Christ to pieces. Amen. Let's get real about it. Too many of us in leadership position, we too much trying to get people to follow us, and we tearing the body of Christ apart.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you can say amen or oh me or anyhow.
Amen.
You can say one of them, either one. Hallelujah. That's not edifying the body of Christ. That's tearing the body of Christ to pieces. when you're down on your brother and tell and try to keep you, don't go join him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Brother Kenneth Hagin, his late brother Kenneth Hagin, said when he was a member of the Baptist church and he went to go visit this Pentecostal church, they were speaking in tongues. He pastor, oh, don't go over there with them tongue talking folks. Don't you go over there. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
For the edifying of the body of Christ till we all come in the unity of faith. Till we all come. That's a particular time. We got to come in the unity of the faith. We ain't there yet. Come on, people. We ain't there yet.
No.
I know some of y'all may got the urge to put your finger on that button and hang up on me. I love you in the Lord anyhow, okay? I love, but
Amen.
We ain't there yet.
Amen.
We haven't all come in the unity of the faith,
Amen.
Of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is the time period that the ministry is to be in their place. Amen. And instead of edifying the body, we tear the body to pieces. Instead of helping the saints come to maturity, we're stunting the growth.
Amen.
Okay, I know we don't want to talk about it. Amen. Some of us in the pulpit, we don't have no concern about people learning the word of God. Let's get real. You got some pastors who are supposed to be feeding the flock or teaching them. They appointed somebody else to do it. You got some church that said, well, we don't see our pastor once a month. Huh? Oh, my goodness. What?
Amen.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God, people. Glory to God. God set it up. He said that we henceforth, from this time forth, be no more to the what? Talk to and fro and care about what every word of doctrine. It seems like we're doing the opposite of that. Because we got so many churches and so many leaders with so many different doctrines, you got people saying, I don't know what to do. I don't know who is who and what is what. Amen.
Amen.
Who I listen to, Brother Nate? They all claiming to have it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Christ set up the church. He set up the ministry. As my brother said, have you got there yet? Okay? Have you got there yet? Amen. Now, once again,
Amen.
We're not here trying to stab you with a knife or something like that or hurt you. But this thing has to be spoken on. It has to be told. And I'm telling
Amen.
You tonight, Satan did not want this word to come out.
Amen.
The hindrance he brought toward me on this life, probably any other time, I probably threw up both hands and said, man, forget this. I can't get on. Amen. But then when I heard my brother call in and I'm saying, God bless you, brother, and I couldn't hear him, then it really hit me. I said, oh, my God. And the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord began to touch me. And alert me to what was happening. And I started binding the devil.
Amen.
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 I started binding that enemy. I started coming against
Amen.
Him. I didn't lay around and pout. Start crying and get upset. Amen. But I came against the devil. The Holy
Amen.
Ghost in me started to arouse me to come against the enemy. To do warfare. Amen. Let me tell you something.
Amen.
Your billy clubs and your guns that you're getting, amen, you think that you're going to take the enemy out with that? You ain't coming against a natural enemy. You coming against a spiritual enemy. And if you got the authority
amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have to exercise it to come against the devil. Amen.
Amen.
You're going to have to start binding those evil forces that is hindering you in the name of Jesus. The power
of
the Holy Ghost, you're going to have to let work through you to come against the devil right now. In Jesus' name, God wants you to know that he is setting up the ministry in the way he will have it, just like he did in the beginning. And as I get ready to turn it over to my brother, here's the thing I want to say as I close this out. We're talking about how Christ coming back for his church, for his people. But here's the thing about this. We're presenting any kind of condition to him. Do you think the Lord Jesus is coming back for a church in any kind of condition? Do you think he's coming back for a body that he didn't set up? Not
nope.
happening, people. It's not happening. We setting up things our own way and say, huh, God, you got to take it. Take it, God, or leave it. It's up to you. Take it or leave it.
Amen.
But
Amen.
This is how we are. You either take it or leave it. Whatever you do, don't make that proposition to God. Whatever you do, okay? Because you're going to be on the wrong end of the stick, okay? Amen.
Amen.
He's coming back for a ministry that's going to be in place. People going to be in place of that ministry where God has set them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We setting up our own stuff thing, and we say, okay, we're God's church. Really? Okay. Huh. Okay. Well, how come some of the officers you got ain't named in the scripture? Amen.
Amen.
I don't know everything, but one thing I learned is that if you ain't got the scripture back up, you're in trouble. That's all I know. If you're going out on a whim and doing stuff and setting up stuff and it's against scripture or the scripture don't report it, don't record it, you out somebody on your own, you're in trouble.
Amen. You are.
And you can't call on God to God. Now, we need you to report this and come in and do something about it. You know what you're going to get? Silence. That's what you're going to get. Silence. Okay? Because God got to let you know who's in control. Okay? And sometimes the words God don't speak is as powerful as sometimes as the words he do. Okay?
Amen.
And if you don't believe me, you start talking noise to God and see what happens. When he throw that silence on you, you're going to be the known you messed up. Period. Amen. So, now I'm going to turn it over to my hands of my brother and let my brother come in on. God bless, brother.
God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, let the ears,
yes,
eyes, and mind be open to your word, to your light, to your enlightenment, to your illumination, oh Lord God. Let it receive, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Lord God, let the angels, Lord God, clear the way for them, Lord God, that the devils may not be able to hinder, Lord God, to confuse, oh Lord God, to befuddle, Lord God, hallelujah, to cause the mind to go dark in Jesus Christ's name. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you hear the word of God? I hope you heard the word of God because it is true. Glory to the Lamb. That's what God set up in his church. Hallelujah. His church, not our church, not my church, not your church, not your grandfather's church, but God's church, okay? That's the Lord's church that we're talking about, okay?
Amen.
Does God have a pattern for this church? Yes, he does. Does he have a design for his church? Yes, he does. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, start at the 23rd verse. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
What's that chapter again, brother?
5th chapter, 23rd verse of Ephesians.
Okay.
To 27th
okay.
verse.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening, Ephesians chapter 5, we start at verse 23 to verse 27. And the
yes,
word
sir.
Of God says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Did you hear that?
Yes, Lord.
Did you get that? That is the word of God, okay? from the mouth of God, okay? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. For Jesus Christ is the head of the church. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He is Christ. He's the head of the church. He's the head of the body, okay? 23rd verse says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as the Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. That's the Savior. He's the one who has all to say so. Okay? 24th verse says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, as the church is subject unto Christ, you're supposed to be subject to Christ. Who?
Amen.
Are you supposed to
Hallelujah.
Be subject? Yes, you're subject to the pastor, but you're supposed to be subject to Christ first. Christ is the leader. Christ
Amen.
Is supposed to be the head. Christ is supposed to be the one that you that leads you, guides you, and directs you into all truth, because you're supposed to have his Holy Spirit. You're supposed to have the Comforter in you. If you ain't got that, you ain't got no leader. You ain't got no guide. You ain't got no direct pastor. Is the one that's leading you. He's wrong. He's supposed to point you to Christ so that Christ will lead you,
Amen.
Guide you, direct you. So that the same Christ that's leading him is supposed to be the same Christ that's leading you. Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
That's the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's 21st verse says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, hallelujah, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, hallelujah, that he might present it to himself. Now, this is what he's coming back for. Listen loud now. This is the 27th verse of Ephesians 5th chapter. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. What's that, a wrinkle? Even God's not even allowing a wrinkle? That's right.
Amen.
Or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Without blemish, okay? Glory to the Lamb. You're supposed to be blameless. The body of Christ is supposed to be blameless. Because we always make an excuse, nobody's perfect. That's the first thing people say when they don't want to obey God's word, is nobody's perfect. Yeah, you ain't trying to be perfect either, are you?
My God.
You ain't getting your grits and stir them up like that. But the word of God has to go forth, okay? And this is what the word of God says, okay? And the word of God is quick, powerful, sharpening to a sword. Hallelujah. And it ain't playing around. The word of God
Amen.
Does not play. It says what it says, and that's it. Okay? If you think God's giving you excuses, God does not allow for excuses. Okay? You know something about the devil? The devil don't allow for excuses in his low down rotten dirty kingdom. He don't allow for no excuses.
Amen.
But we think God is accept all kind of excuses. We think we can pull a number on God. We think we can pull a wool over God's eyes. That's what we think. We think we can deceive
Amen.
God. We think we can lie to God. We think we can, like Brother David Terrell says, we think we can steal a horse and ride him to heaven. That's what we think. And you ain't doing that. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm calling the phrase that my brother had, okay, Brother David Terrell, okay? Because we always think we can do that. We think we can steal something and then steal enter into heaven. We think we can lie to God and enter into heaven. We think we could be the world's greatest lovers and still, oh my God, I'm still. We think we could be mobsters. We think we could be gangsters. We think we'd be all kind of things and enter into the kingdom of heaven. No, you're not. Not that,
Amen.
That's not what the word of God said. Words of God said, if you have any of that filth on you, you're going to go to the place that's reserved for you. And that other place that's reserved to you is not heaven.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, did God have a design? He just showed you he had a design, right? If you don't believe that, let's go to the 12th chapter of Revelation. Blessed be Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to the 12th chapter of Revelation. Because we think we can pull a one over on God. In that church of the devil, think he can pull a one over on God, okay?
Amen.
They think they can steal a horse and ride in heaven. And you ain't doing it. Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. The 12th chapter says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed
Hallelujah.
With the sun and the moon under her feet, and up on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pain to be delivered. Our brothers
Amen.
And sisters, glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. It's so much in those two verses that it would take a long time to you know, it'd take like a couple of weeks, a year. No, it wouldn't even take that. But anyway, it'll take a while to try to get you to know. But this is the image of God's church, okay? This woman
Amen.
In the 12th of Revelation, that's the image of God's church. That's what God meant for his church. Do you see many churches around that one church? Around that one woman? Do you see many around that? Okay. Do you see that? Do you see
Amen.
Many roads around that one? You see one woman. And what do you
yeah.
see over her head? You see a crown of 12 stars upon her head, right?
Amen.
What does that represent? Now, I got to get you I got to give you the short version, okay? Because I can't, because it's so much in all that, okay? Okay. So that she had these 12 stars, and these 12 stars. What do these 12 stars represent? First of all, the 12 stars represent the apostles of Jesus Christ, okay?
Amen.
That's what that represents, okay, the 12. And then what does the 12 represent? The 12 represent what? The 12 tribes of Israel. The
Amen.
12 tribes of Israel. That's what the crown represent, okay? Okay? Because God he's the same God, okay? He's coming from the same place that he came from, okay, in the Old Testament, okay, and he's fulfilling, okay? He's fulfilling in his church.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Things that he set up in, hallelujah, the Old Testament, hallelujah, Israel, okay? And like he had one Israel, he want one church. He don't want a bunch of foals. God ain't got a bunch of foals out there, 50 foals, okay, where he got sheep 50 over here and over there. His body is supposed to be one body, okay? It's supposed to be joined together, fit together, okay? You know, the joint and every part of the body is supposed to be joined, okay? And it's supposed to, that's what the church is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a body made up of all the parts, okay? What is your body made up of, okay? You can't even count all the things that your body is made up of, okay? You know? But we think that one thing is the whole body. But these 12 apostles, okay, now they have the leadership of the church, okay? They are the head of the church, even as Christ is their head. Okay, now I just showed you that, okay? Where did I just show you that? I just showed you that in Ephesians, okay? And my brother just showed you that in Ephesians, okay? That the 12, hallelujah, is the head of the body. So what happened to the 12? What happened to them? Did Jesus change his mind? did God change his mind? Okay? And he said something that would be an everlasting priesthood. Okay? It would be an everlasting thing. And then all of a sudden, here comes something else that jumps up there and says, no, no, we got archbishops and we got cardinals and we got all these other things, okay? We got reverend mothers and all those things. But those things are in the Bible. You don't find nowhere in Scripture, do you? But it's all right if we can make up, we just make up things like that, and then nobody even says, steps forward and says, those things are not in the Scripture. Does anybody, you know, all these so-called people that have Scripture knowledge, okay, all these people that went to school for theology, does anybody step forward and say, hey, that's not in the Scriptures? Who steps forward and says, hey, these things are not in the Scripture? Those offices are not in the Scripture. You change. If you say you the, if you say you that church, how is it that you change? How is it that your image has changed? How is it that the Pope is the head and not Christ? Glory to the Lamb.
Hello.
When we say these things, okay, people get angry. Because people get mad because when you talk about their religions, okay? But the reason why you get mad because it is a religion. You know, that's one reason why people get mad, because it is a religion, okay? If it was truly based in the gospel of Jesus Christ, you would not get angry. You know why you would not get angry? Because if I'm coming against you and I'm saying something derogatory against you, okay, and it's not true, okay, then you're supposed to be able to stand with all grace in Christ Jesus. But if that thing is wrong and you can't defend that thing, the first thing you're going to want to do is cut my head off, okay? That's what religions do, okay? That's what you get from religions, okay? All religions do that, okay? If that's their final solution. Oh, you know, I'm going to kill you if you don't. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to stone you. I'm going to beat you to death if you don't accept what I believe. Because religions are. Religions are not Christ. Religions are not God. They're not the worship of God, okay? They don't know nothing about God. Religions don't know nothing about God. So when we tell you we ain't religious, we're telling you the truth. When we tell you Jesus Christ wasn't religious, Jesus Christ was not religious. The prophets wasn't religious.
Amen.
They was following a true and living God, a God that talked to them, a God that appeared to them, a God that they had a relationship with, okay? That's the pattern, okay? In most churches,
Amen.
You ain't got to have no relationship with Christ. Why? Because that's how people keep people under their thumbs, okay? That's how churches keep people under their thumbs, okay? And they want to keep these people under their thumbs. Why? So they can keep giving them money, okay? Tithes and stuff like that. Because you got these poor people under the delusion that they have a ticket to heaven, okay? And you making them think that to church, and they come to your church, and you shake their hands, whatever you do, or you baptize them, or whatever you do, okay? I'm talking, and I'm not talking about the people that follow the gospel. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the people that do not follow the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? I'm talking about churches.
Amen.
You know who you are. You know who you are, but you know you're not following the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then you'll say, come on in here. Join in any church is better than no church. Well, that might be kind of true, but sometimes people would be better if you left them alone, okay, so they can find Christ themselves, okay? You know, because, but this woman here, okay, in the 12th chapter of Revelation, okay, this is the true church. This is the church that Jesus Christ is coming back for. He's coming back for a church that's clothed with the sun. What's the son? Hallelujah. What does it mean? A woman clothed with the son. How have you ever considered how powerful and how terrible the son is? Terrible is the son is a terrible. It's a terrible thing. Okay, it's a terrible light because it could burn you up. Okay, if you get too close to it, it can consume you. Okay, right?
Amen.
But here
he's
telling you that this church, this woman is clothed with the son. What does that mean? That means that she has the power of the kingdom of heaven upon her, in her, around her. Okay, she's clothed with the son. Okay, the son is her clothing. Okay. Hallelujah, the Spirit of God is her clothing, okay? The resurrected power of the Lamb is her clothing, okay? Hallelujah, when you're looking at her, it's like looking at Moses when he came down from the mount and his face shone like the sun. Glory to the Lamb. And if it was that great upon Moses, okay, how great is it going to be upon the real thing, okay? Hallelujah, it was just a shadow. They were just a shadow of things to come, okay?
Amen.
Glory to the Lamb. Hello, brother.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God.
I keep trying to ring my phone, okay? I thought my phone had knocked out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
well,
you, Jesus.
I tell you one thing. The enemy, you know, he just didn't want us to speak on this tonight.
Yeah, he's trying to distract us anyway.
I'm definitely
can, right?
sure of that. I'm definitely sure of that, you know. And people, we're just, like I said, we're on assignment to give this word to you, to let you know about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in his last days. But we have to start back from the beginning, the original setup of Christ, okay?
Amen.
And once again, we're not telling you this as if we are all together ourselves, okay? This word go for the whole body of Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. In every church, there's trouble somewhere, okay?
Amen.
Even the church we in is trouble. It's trouble
Amen.
Somewhere. But one thing is true that will never change, and that is the word of the Lord. Okay? That's
Amen.
The work of the Lord Jesus Christ is true. Okay? Once again,
Amen.
I don't care if everyone in the church we in decides to say, hey, forget this. Man, we ain't
Amen.
Having no more of this. We done with this. The work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the restitution, restoration of all things is going to go on. Okay.
Yes, it is.
It's going to go on. Okay.
Yes, it is.
What's going to happen? We're going to get replaced. This is what it's about. This is where a lot of churches mess up. They try to get people more, quote, in coming to the church instead of conforming to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. And this is why when people see Pastor Joe sneaking around with a bunch of women, now they get upset. They don't even come to service no more. Okay.
Amen.
Because really, it was about the church and Pastor Joe. It wasn't about Jesus. That's why when you're dealing with folks, you got to make sure who they know is number one, okay? You got to make sure they know that, people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
Many churches are concentrated on getting members to join what? Their church. It ain't about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ now. Amen?
Amen.
You tell some people, brother, about missionary work, they look at you funny. What's that? Missionary, where we going? What we got to do? They missionary work what? The one work they know about doing, and I ain't trying to be funny when I say this, is how to raise money and sell a bunch of cupcakes to get a new building. Period. That's the main thing. If you find out from and up to now, you got churches out there that send missionaries over to the other fields. Thank God for that. But
they
most
do.
Of us
Thank
around
you.
Here in the streamline sitting around, that's the one thing we know. If we need a new glass in the church building, hey, let's have a fundraiser. We know how to do that. But if when it comes for going out and really witnessing about Christ, you got people shying away. Because some of these people, houses I'm going to go to, you know, we were doing the wrong thing the other day. And they're going to see me come up here talking about some Jesus and going to break out the laughing and probably tell you what we did. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Jesus.
And God is not, he's not just putting on anybody in ministry. We got to get that straight, okay? He ain't putting just on anybody in ministry.
Amen.
All right? Yeah, we got to understand that, okay? And because of people's social status, their political status, and all that, you know, just throwing folks up in the ministry. Oh, let's make them an elder. Let's make them a pastor. And they sneaking around doing everything under the sun.
Amen. That's right.
You got pastors in the pulpits. They coming out telling the people in the church, well, I live in a homosexual life and I don't plan to change. I mean, they coming out. I mean, once upon a time, you had folks trying to hide doing that stuff. Now they ain't hiding.
Yes.
A lot of these pastors coming out behind the pulpits and saying, oh, yeah, I've been living a homosexual life, and this is what I'm going to do. This is my life, and this is how I'm going to live it. Okay? You have transvestites up in the pulpits now.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Talk about, well, I'm called to God to be. Well, called to God to be which one? Man or woman? Amen. You know, it's a spirit of confusion. And God is not the author of confusion, but what? A peace.
Amen.
Amen. When abomination can split churches, you know something is wrong.
Amen.
When you can commit abominable acts and it split the church up. Amen.
Amen.
Especially when that pastor said, I don't plan to turn, this is my life and how I'm going to live it. And you're going to preach from the pulpit. Well, I tell you what, when they preach from the pulpit, I know the scriptures they're going to stay away from. Amen. I know the scriptures they ain't going to preach on, and you better not dare try to bring it up to try to get them to preach it. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Well, you can say amen or owe me anyhow. Either one you want to say. Praise be to God. But that's it, people. Hallelujah. God set up the ministry. Okay?
Yes,
he put men in the ministry. Okay? Glory to God. The abomination just it's been taken over.
Amen.
Now they're trying to just make it, this is the new norm now. You know, you got to watch people talking about God's doing a new thing. If I were you, I'd try to get them explained. You got to take me deeper with you. What new thing he doing? You need to take, because see, you got people, that's what they doing. You know God is doing a new thing. And when you see what they doing, you be like, God ain't in that. So if I were you, when people say, well, you know God doing a new thing, if I were you, tell them, hey, take me deeper. What are you saying? A new thing and what? What is he doing?
Amen.
Explain that to me. Because you could be sitting up there nodding your head agreeing. You sure right, brother. He sure doing the new thing. And look up, and they be doing the no-no. And you be like, hey, man, what is this? Well, we told you God doing the new thing. No. No.
Amen.
You got men in the pulpit thinking that you don't have to live holy anymore. I'm just being real
Amen.
With you. They don't. They think you don't have to live. They think they just because they go around and say, well, God, I feel it in my heart. God told me to be this. And they think that just take care of the whole thing. So you can go and you can live all kinds of sinful and abominable stuff you can do and still be called Pastor so-and-so.
Amen. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Man, you know, Jesus ain't going to keep on letting us try to bring shame to his name. Because you know
Amen.
What we got to do? We got to go in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it in Jesus' name. Yeah, but what you doing is an abomination. You ain't
Amen.
Doing it in his name. He don't. His name don't authorize abomination.
That's right.
His name don't authorize you making up offices in the church.
Man.
You try to take away some of the office, some of these people that hit you in the eye? Real fast. You're going to get in the fight.
Amen.
You can't come up in there talking about, we're not going to have this office anymore. Man, you finna catch it.
Amen.
We set it up our own way, and we're telling God, God, you got to accept it. And God in this, the Lord Jesus in these last days letting you know, no, I ain't going to accept it. The only thing I'm going to accept is what I set up. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, I'm going to get ready to let my brother do a closing prayer in a few minutes. I just want to let you know before we close out in prayer, Lord say the same. We'll be back again, my brother and I, on Saturday from 6 to 6:30, a 30-minute broadcast. And we're going to come with a new part of the series. And the thing is that, do you know that God has set up a way for you to enter the kingdom? Yeah. Almighty God set up a way for you to enter the kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Yeah, he set that up. Brother Nate and Brother Robert didn't set it up. Brother Lee didn't set up. Brother Murphy didn't set up. Brother Kevin Booth didn't set up. Bishop Jakes didn't set it up. Okay? God set up the kingdom. He set up a way for you to enter the kingdom. Okay?
He did.
And we're going to start off that new part of the series starting Saturday. And we're going to talk about what he set up, what way he set up for us to enter the kingdom of God. Amen. And glory, hallelujah. Mm. Glory. Glory to God.
Amen.
And people, we have gotten off that. Amen. I know some churches will be mad at this, but we got to come with the word of God. Just
Amen.
Because people smile at you, say, you know, I like your church, I want to join, and boom, we just dump them in the water.
Amen.
We dump them in the
Amen.
Water. But see, God set up a way. That's why people, we going with this setup, the original setup. This is why
Amen.
We're going with the original setup, because you need to know what has to be restored. You need to know what has either fallen off, was lost, taken, destroyed. You have to know in order to what has to be restored. Okay? We
Amen.
Have to talk about this. Because the body
right.
of Christ is, man, we in all kind of directions. We a body with the arms going, one going left, one going right, and the foot, the leg going the other way. To the back, the one leg going to the front. We are pulled in all directions. All kind of different directions. Amen. And we are in our
Amen.
Own little worlds. Okay?
That's right.
But guess what? We all serving the same God. We serving the same God. Well, you know what? We serving him like a military spread out in all different directions. That's how we serving him. Part of the platoon going east, part going west, part going north and south. We just spread out, okay? Amen. All kinds of different directions. So, as my brother offer up a closing prayer, don't forget, we're going to be, that's going to be the new part of the series, the original setup, the way that God has set up for man to enter the kingdom. I mean, he's the king. He made the rules, okay? Hallelujah. We
yeah,
made
did.
No rules. And we didn't made the rules. Certain people of color wouldn't even be in there. Let's be real about it. If we and men would have made the rules, some of us would have
right.
said, okay, you black folks ain't getting in there, or you white folks ain't getting in there. Oh, you looking kind of Chinese. We can't let you get in the kingdom. Oh, you're a woman. No, you can't get in the kingdom. You're not strong enough. Amen. Then why you didn't leave it to us? Glory to God. Man, we've been all kinds of prejudices and everything. Nobody, and especially folks we don't like won't get in. Oh, man, we don't like you and the way your hair look. You ain't getting in the kingdom. You can cancel that, okay? Your application is going to be tore up. Glory. So I'm going to let my brother close it out with prayer. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Your word is marvelous, Lord God. Your word,
yes, Lord
God, changing, oh Lord God, changing our hearts, our souls, our spirits, Lord God. Lord God, you say your word, Lord God, hallelujah. We trust in your word that your word will set us free. That if we believe it, it will set us free, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for the freedom, Lord God, of your word, oh Lord God, the liberty and the power of your word. Lord God, to cut us,
yes, Lord,
to cut our bands, to cut our bonds, to cut our chains, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. To cut the
yes,
chains
Lord.
Of unbelief, Lord God. To hallelujah, to stop the darkness, Lord God. Father, to give sight to the blind, oh Lord God. Your word, Lord God, is powerful, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Let your word go forth to all the nations of the earth, oh Lord God. Let your word, Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, go as arrows, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your people, Lord God. Let it go and deliver them, Lord God.
Yes,
deliver
Lord.
Your people, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Break their chains. Break their fetters. Break their yokes. Break their bondage, Lord God. Break, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, all generational curses, O Lord God, of religiosity, O Lord God, of pride, Lord God, of church, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Of the ways of men. The doctrines of men, Lord God, the commandments of men, O Lord God, the ways of men, in the name of Jesus. Father, break, Lord God, the powers of the adversary off of your church, O Lord God, off of the body of Christ, Lord God, off of the believers in Christ, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, bring your people to knowledge. Bring them, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the straight and narrow way of the Lord. Hallelujah, bring them,
yes,
Lord
Lord
God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to the one way. To the one truth, to the one light, hallelujah, 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 to the one salvation, to the one shepherd. Bring them, O Lord God, into one fold, O Lord God. Gather your people, Lord God. Gather your church, O Lord God. Gather the body, gather the members, O Lord God. Hallelujah, bring them into one body, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Break the bands, the bonds, the cords, the chains
break of
the
bands adversary. Right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory
Lord.
Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Satan, Lord God, rebuke you. Hallelujah. Stand up for the people.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
Intercede for people. Stand in the gap for them. We make up the heads for them. In Jesus Christ's name. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you, Jesus.
Say that, it shall, that the Lord shall, hallelujah, have a harvest. That the Lord shall have a harvest. Hallelujah. A great harvest. A harvest of souls. Glory to the Lamb, a harvest of people,
yes, yes.
Hallelujah, a harvest, hallelujah, of the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, a hallelujah, true
Lamb
believers,
Jesus.
The Lamb,
Lamb,
true believers, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Glory to
thank
the
you,
Lamb.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Lord God, we ask that you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you touch their hearts, minds, souls, and spirits of all the listeners of this, hallelujah, this blog talk, Lord God, radio show, Lord God, bless them, Lord God, with your word, with your knowledge, with your illumination, Lord God, bless them, O Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, with all spiritual understanding in Christ, in Jesus Christ's name, that they might choose you, Lord God, that they might get the principal thing, O Lord God, that they might give wisdom, O Lord God, and hallelujah, because the beginning of wisdom is understanding you, Lord God, and seeking you, Lord God, and seeking your face. In Jesus Christ's holy, righteous
yes,
name
Lord.
We pray. Amen. Blessed be Jesus.
Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that have been listening. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. as well as Saturday night. Also Saturday from 6 to 6:30. My brother and I, we be back for a 30-minute broadcast and dealing with the original setup, the way we would talk to you from the Word of God about the way. So, once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. As for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, brother.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.